Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, friends, saints, and family. That song was by Sheena Wilson. I love you. You can listen to her on the YouTube channel. I thought that song might bless you, lift your spirits, and get you in the mood for worship, to give God you. Glory be to God. Today on the program, the message is entitled Grace Without Limits. The subject and focus will be on repentance. And so I'll start out the lesson at the top of the hour with repentance. We'll come out of the book of 2 Corinthians 6, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And so Paul is saying, "We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." And in verse 2, he say, "For he saith, I have heard thee." Now, this is God talking, and Paul is quoting Isaiah 49, chapter 2. He says, "For I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And I hear two things out of this verse of scripture. The first thing that I hear from the spirit realm is the prophetic voice. And we all know that the book of Isaiah is a prophetic book in and of itself. But this verse part of the sentence, he said, "For I have heard thee in an acceptable time." And I feel that God is saying to you listening today that he has heard you, your prayers, your petitions, your requests, your inquiries. He is speaking in this hour, at this moment, through this vessel to let you know that he heard you. Your prayers have been heard. I don't know what he's going to do or what, but take the scripture. Whenever you have the word and you have the inner witness and you have the circumstances, you can believe uncompromisingly, without doubt, that there will be a performance on your behalf. And so in the second clause of this verse of scripture, he said, "I have secured thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now, commentaries all agree that Paul is saying that only on this side of grace is it acceptable to experience salvation. And when we open up the lesson, Paul said, "We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain." In other words, don't take this lightly. Don't receive it haphazardly. Don't see the grace of God as nothing. The meaning of the word grace in the Hebrew, it means unmerited favor of God as manifested in salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessing. It's a virtue coming from God. So it's the favor of God in operation in your life, unaided by anything that you can do to trigger any performance on your behalf. It's just a blessing bestowed upon you. You know, we see people sometimes and it seems like they're just so gifted and they're so graced. Well, that's the power, that's the manifestation of God on that person's life. And it isn't anything that you can do about it, because grace comes from God. And I looked up the meaning of the word grace in the dictionary, and it means a controlled, polite way of behaving, a refinement or a movement or elegance. And so that's on the natural side, the meaning of the word grace. And so let's move forward in the study in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I wanted to lay that out there to you so that you leave this lesson knowing how to recognize grace when you have it. Glory be to God. And if you don't remember anything else, I want you to take with you from this study three things I want you to take with you: repentance, forgiveness, and grace. Remember these three things. They work in cooperation one with another. Remember, we open up with Paul asking and really begging the people to get in on this grace, to receive this grace. Now, here in 2 Corinthians 8 and 5, Paul is again speaking, and he says, "This they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God." Now, that's why I opened up the lesson with that song by Sheena Wilson. To give yourself to God first, before you try to do anything else you want to, make sure you repent. Make sure you find forgiveness and clearance with God so that anything that you try to offer him and give to him will be accepted. And so Paul is talking to the Corinthians church here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And this is a chapter that is all about a collection that Titus had started to collect and take up on behalf of the persecuted church that was at Jerusalem. And these people, the Macedonians, were a small church and very impoverished. However, they pressed upon Paul to take this collection and give it to the need of the people in Jerusalem who were suffering lack and in poverty. And so Paul brought it to their attention that these Macedonians gave of themselves first to God. Repentance is first. Then you want to, the second subtype, you want to then move into forgiveness. You want to find forgiveness in the eyesight of God for yourself and for anyone that may have wronged or hurt you. Why? Because he told us over in the book of Mark, chapter 11, 25, and 26, he said, if you do not forgive your brothers for trespassing against you, neither will I forgive you of your trespass. Passes. And so we've got to forgive so that our repentance will be accepted and so that we will have clearance and not be hindered in the eyesight of God. And in closing, I told you the last thing I wanted to take with you in your thinking was the thought on grace. And we went over the meaning of grace. We saw that grace is unmerited favor as manifested in salvation of sinners, and it is the bestowal of blessing. And we also learned that grace is a virtue coming from God. So it's not anything that you can do. Grace comes from God. Everything comes from God. Well, I hope you got something out of this lesson. We're going to go back and get closing out the program with more of the song, Give Me You. I want you to please share this lesson on your Facebook wall by copying the link. Go to the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. Click the Blog Talk tab. It will open, and there you can share the link with others on your Twitter, on your wall, or in a personal email. Don't forget to watch the television program. Click the TV link while you're on the website there to the left and watch television programs that you may have missed. Also, I'm doing a radio program every Tuesday here in Michigan. And if you would like to be able to hear what is being taught on the radio locally, just grab the podcast RSS on the website, subscribe, and then you can listen on demand to any program that is taught locally. I love you. Remember 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully.
Give me you. Everything else can wait.